Yeah, if you would. Don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, we're probably going to go no matter what. We were trying to find spaces together. They've got a 29-foot tow behind. I have a 31. We tried, and the home for them is downstate there in Wixom. So a couple times a year, we try to get together, meet sort of halfway. So this is a lot closer. It's about 90 minutes for me. It's about an hour and a half, or 2.5 for them. It's right around 100 miles, 102, 103 miles for me. And it's probably about 160, 170 for them. But, you know, don't make a big deal out of it. I'm just curious. They've got good reviews. We stayed at the state park a couple of years ago, and I'm pretty sure we drove through it from the pictures online. It kind of looked familiar. It's not terribly big. I want to say about 40 spaces or so, but, you know, and we're not picky. We tend to gravitate towards the state parks just because they're kind of predictable, you know.
Yeah, most people like the state parks. And the Harrison State Park is pretty decent for being right in town. You know, a lot of people go there for the fairgrounds, is right across the road when there's an event going on. There's mainly pretty much the only thing to do in Harrison is fish. And if you ride trails, there's a ton of trails out in Leota. Or kayaking or canoeing on the river. There's really not a whole lot more to do, I don't think, than that, unless you have property here to hunt, but fishing and whatnot is pretty much it. But, yeah, I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll see him tomorrow. You wouldn't have gone by Countryside. It's up just west of city. So it's kind of tucked back in. I'd imagine it's pretty quiet there, other than 61. Probably during the day, you'll have some trucks coming down the hill. But there's really not a whole lot going on in the evening time in Harrison. It's pretty quiet. Pretty decent place. There's some nice places up in that area, too. Nice homes. So it's not, you know, it's not like it's in the hood or anything.